September 6, 1911. One who pays attention to herself grows thin and emaciated. It continues almost always in the same way, that is, with most bitter privation and with silence. At most, he only makes himself seen, and at most, it is about usual things, therefore I do not write them. I remember that when I emit some laments about my state, he tells me in my interior, "My daughter, patience, do this as a stalwart, as a heroine. Courage, let me chastise for now, and then I will come as before." I also remember that, as I was concerned about my state, he told me, "My daughter, one who wants to pay attention to difficulties, to doubts, to herself, is like those fussy persons who feel disgust for everything, and instead of thinking about nourishing themselves, they think of the rubbish, even if it's not there, and therefore they grow thin, emaciated, and so they die." Some other little things, I don't remember well. Then, this morning, as I was outside of myself, I found baby Jesus in my arms, crying so very strongly because he heard that they wanted to cast him away from Italy. We made our way toward France, and they did not want to receive him. And my always lovable Jesus, crying, said, "Everyone drives me away, no one wants me, and I, forced by them themselves, will scourge them." In the meantime, I saw roads full of rocks, of fire, with great damage to the cities. Did you see? Let us retreat, my daughter, let us retreat. And so we retreated into my bed, and he disappeared. Then, after a few days, as I was praying him to placate himself because of the many scourges that one hears about, he told me, "My daughter, they treat me like a dog, and I will make them kill one another like dogs." Oh God, what heartbreak! Placate yourself, O Lord, placate yourself.